Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You must be expecting something, but I can tell you, you might be expecting, but I think the baby has arrived. Let me tell you about this baby. So few in this generation have been in the presence of the full glory of God. So few, too few. We have been functioning in what is called the anointing of God. But in order to get this world no longer upside down, but right way up, we need the glory of God. I believe that on this show, at this moment, you are going to experience the glory of God. He's a nice flight attendant for a major airline. He goes to a dentist, has a procedure, dies, goes to heaven. You didn't want to come back. Why?
Because everything that you could ever hope for is there in this presence of Jesus. And you look in his eyes, you don't want to ever leave that place again. You want to stay with him for the rest of your eternity.
You told me he sent you back. Why? You didn't want to, I know.
His heart was that everyone would be activated to walk in the Spirit in these last days, just like Enoch did. And so he asked me to come back and activate people. And he said that he would be with me, that he said it was essentially rigged in my favor and that I can't lose.
Now, I've noticed this, but you literally live in two worlds. How do you function living in heaven and earth at the same time?
Well, at times it's kind of amusing because it's slower down here. So Jesus will show me things that are supposed to happen, and it takes weeks sometimes for people to get it. And so I have to help them along a little bit sometimes. And so I either pray or I start to talk to people and get them moving in the right direction.
You had an experience where you were taken back into time and saw Enoch go to heaven and Elijah go to heaven. What did you say?
Well, Sid, first of all, I just want to tell the audience that while I tell this story about Enoch and about Elijah and what happened to them, every time I tell this story, the power of God will come through either the television set or in an auditorium when I speak, because this is an example of the power and the glory of God that's going to come upon the earth. Enoch's walk with God and Elijah's ride in his chariot, the power that took them is the same power and glory that is coming upon the earth. So open your hearts right now and receive as I tell this story. When I was on an airplane with my wife going to Seattle, I felt somebody come past me in the aisleway and stop right in front of my seat. So knowing that someone was standing there looking at me, I looked up and there was no one there. And then immediately I saw an angel. He grabbed me by the arm and whisked me away. And we went off the airplane. I watched the airplane go behind us, and we went to a place on the earth that didn't look familiar to me. And there was an open field, and I saw a man walking on a path. And the angel said, I have been given permission to show you what the powers of the coming age are. He said, it's the resurrection power. And he said, it's the power that caused Enoch to go to heaven without dying. And he said, behold, the resurrection power, the power of the coming age. And he pointed at this man, and I watched him take his last step. And the glory surrounded him and enveloped him around. And then all of a sudden, his last step was in the other realm, and he disappeared right before our eyes. But Sid, what happened was, is that glory came back and hit the angel and I and almost knocked us over. And immediately after that, he told me that that was Enoch, and that was his last step. And so then he grabbed me, and we went up into the air again, and we were flying, and I didn't know it, but we were going to another time. And we landed, and I saw a chariot pull up. It was on fire. And this man got into it, and I saw someone standing beside the chariot as well. And the chariot took off with this man, and the same power that I saw around Enoch went around the chariot, and the power of God came back and hit us and almost knocked us over again. And the angel told me that that was Elijah. And that was what I came back with. I actually came back with what hit my spirit, came back and imprinted me.
You came back with that. Can anyone walk in that resurrection power, glory that's a believer?
Yes. Before he brought me back to the plane, he handed me a scroll and he said, "Here's your ministry." And I said, "Can I keep it and take it back with me?" And he said, "No, because it's in the Bible. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He said, "That's your ministry. You have a ministry of reconciliation." He said, "You go and you reconcile people back to God because the price has been paid. Just tell them that."
Do you believe we are at the beginning stages of the last move of God?
Yes, Sid, I do believe that. I believe that right now there's a quickening of the Spirit with that resurrection power. It's the same power that rose Jesus from the dead. It also caused us to become a new man in Christ with the born-again experience. But that same power is also now coming in glory. And when the glory of God comes in, then things begin to correct. And so in the next coming months, the Lord showed me that there is going to be such a correction with that people are going to have to watch their words.
You know what I've been feeling? That as this glory increases, if we say something, even in jest, it's going to happen.
Correct.
And it's going to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I feel like there's a lot of you out there right now. You're going through a lot. And I just want you to know that this time that you've gone through, it's very hard for you. But the Lord wants you to know right now, thus saith the Lord, that your time of coming out is here. Don't wait another day. The Lord says you are going to break out by the resurrection power in Jesus' name. That power is there and it's waiting. The Lord said, don't wait another day. So I see that in the next months coming, that people are going to start to be quickened in the spirit. They're going to be activated. People aren't going to know. They're going to say, who was this person? I don't know him anymore. It's going to be their friends. They're going to change. They're going to be transformed in the quickening power of God.
You know, I just feel such a presence of God. I'm going to have you back later, really praying, really moving actually in the Spirit. And when we come back, I'm going to have Dr. Keith Ellis, by faith, demonstrate creative miracles in the glory.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Sid Roth's powerful brand new hardback book, It's Supernatural. And exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience, this anointed three-part audio CD series, Accessing the Supernatural. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9461. Through this powerful book, Sid Roth will help you find out how to receive answers to your own prayers for healing, miracles, deliverance, and supernatural provision. Discover your power seat of spiritual authority. Receive supernatural tools to walk in God's power. Understand your divine purpose in God's end time agenda and much more. God wants you to become naturally supernatural. This book is the best of the best of 40 years of investigating the supernatural by Sid Roth. In this exclusive anointed three-part audio CD series, Accessing the Supernatural, Sid Roth, Keith Ellis, and Kevin Zadai each share up close and personal teaching on how you can walk in miracles, signs, signs and wonders. The series includes Sid Roth's message, which he shared at Joan Hunter's recent conference, loaded with nuggets about healing and dripping with a special healing anointing. Sid prays a powerful prayer of impartation over you. Keith Ellis shares how you can experience the miracle-working power of God in every area of your life. Keith also prays for you to receive your own miracle and that you will be empowered by God to release miracles in the lives of those around you. Kevin Zedai teaches on how you can encounter God's glory in your life. He prays over you that you will have a fresh, personal encounter with God like never before.
It's like you getting 40 years of experience from so many different streams of the supernatural. The Holy Spirit is going to draw one or more of these principles that will give you the breakthrough you need. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural.
Don't miss out on getting Sid Roth's powerful brand new hardback book, It's Supernatural. And exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience, this anointed three-part audio CD series, Accessing the Supernatural. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9461. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9461 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Boy, there is such, you know, the presence of God is sweet like honey. Keith, I'm reminded, you were such a reluctant prophet. God literally pinned you to the ground.
Yes,
do you remember that?
He did. The Lord was calling me to speak, you know, and preach and prophesy. And I'd done give him my first major prophecy, which was the Lord had came to me. Jesus appeared to me, and my son was in a coma. And he said, go and prophesy to the doctors. And I did, that he'd be raised from the dead. And he was totally healed.
Take me to the time God pinned you to the mat.
Yeah, Sid, I want to go back there because, you know, the Lord was dealing with me after I repented. And, you know, I think repentance is so important. When I got away from God, and then when Justin, my son, went into that coma and there was no hope, there was, you know, no brain activity, they unplugged him. You know, I did a lot of repenting. And when I got home, the Lord appeared to me, 1 minute with God. He told me what to do and had to go back and prophesy to the doctors that he would live and not die. Our words, what you were talking about earlier, are going to be very important in this last day. I mean, we've got to watch our words, and we're going to have what we say. I mean, that's very important to think about. Well, I was pinned to the floor, and all day long, I tried to get up. I couldn't get up. And the Lord said, when are you going to surrender and preach? How would you like to be called like that? You know, when are you going to prophesy for me? And I showed you these dreams as you were young, and here you are running from me. I said, Lord, I repented. Justin got raised up. He said, yeah, but you haven't surrendered your whole life to win this world to Jesus, which is me, you know? So I said, okay, Lord, if you'll do five things.
Tell me one. And by the way, he felt very confident they were too hard for God.
You know,
just tell me one.
You know, Sid, always growing up, you know, you look at the ministers up on the platform and they were educated and all that. So I thought, you know, the first thing came to mind, I have no Bible education. You know, I just went to church. So what I said, well, Lord, I can't preach because I have no Bible. I gave God five excuses why I couldn't do it.
Right.
You know, God already knows how to fix it all. So I gave these five excuses. But the number one, I can't preach because I have no Bible education. He said to me, you're going to have some education if you'll surrender to me. So I surrendered to preach. That night I went to church. The pastor couldn't preach. He said, somebody in here's got the message. I gave the message. Revival broke out.
Yeah. Both of us had a friend who is currently in heaven.
Right.
His name was Bob Jones. And he reminded me of you a lot because he also, when he had a dream, it was 100% accurate. But Bob told you there was a point, and he was talking about the glory. Tell me what he told you about the glory being lifted.
You know, Bob had told me, he came to my church a good bit. We were good friends, him and his wife Bonnie, and we just love him. Bob was such a great man of God. And he came and he was talking about this end time revival that's coming, where a billion souls would be swept into the kingdom. Just like no church could hold them. They'd be in the fields. They'd be in stadiums instead of sports events. And there'll be sports events, but the stadiums would be full of people hungry for God. That's what's fixing to happen right now. So, and I asked Bob a lot about that during that time. And he said, you know, Keith, he said, years ago, the Lord came to me and told me he was going to take the glory off the earth for a while, but he was going to leave the anointing. And thank God for the anointing. And Bob said, you know, Lord, if you're going to take the glory, I just want to go. And he said, but I'm going to bring it back. And so, you know, Bob had a prophecy about that, about this time, about 40 years later, and here you are celebrating 40 years, that the glory would begin to return to this earth.
So is the 40 years the same celebration I'm having? Is it going to happen? Did he say in this year would be 40 years?
Well, many people have told me, and they have a book out called The Shepherd's Rod. Bonnie has it out. And it says in there that it would be 40 years. And the way it's going to fall in the spring of this year. Is what it's going to begin. So I'm ready. How about y'all?
Well, you know, Keith, we just have a couple minutes in this segment. And, of course, we'll have you back in a little later segment. But there are many people suffering right now.
Yes.
They're in the wilderness. Uh-huh. And they don't even know why. Uh-huh. And you're crying out to God, God, where are you? God, did I commit a horrible sin? God, we had such sweet fellowship. What word would you give them?
And what I'd like to say is, weeping may endure for not, but joy is coming in the morning. And I want to say that I believe that we're at a mile marker today.
Would you look at someone in the eye right now and say that to them?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. I want to say right now that those that are watching, that you've been heavy with grief. You've been going through some struggles. You've been confused. You've been burdened about a lot of things. You can't see the end of the road. I'm going to tell you, we're at a mile marker today in the Spirit. And a mile marker shows you, you know, where you're at on the road. And I believe that what you're about to see is you're at a mile marker, and just around the corner, you're coming out of the wilderness into the promises of God. You're going to have the answers you've been looking for. And you're going to see, God gave me during my time, Isaiah chapter 61. I'm 61 years old. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse number 3. And he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you beauty for your ashes. I want to say today that God's going to give some people some beauty for the ashes you've had in your life. And you know, and God gave me a whole thing about Job, you know, because Job was sitting in an ash heap scraping himself. There are people that are right now, it looks like your world has turned to ashes, but God is about to resurrect you. Your best days are ahead of you. Wow. The same Jesus that got up from the dead is about to resurrect your life, and it's going to be the best days. It's going to be heaven on earth for you people that will believe me. Many of you are being delivered right now by the power of Almighty God.
ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Oh, there is a river in this studio like we have never had before. And I want you. As a matter of fact, Kevin, you were telling me about Jesus at the Pool of Bethesda.
I just want you to picture Jesus coming into the pool, and there's all these people that are waiting for that water to be stirred. And Jesus himself told me before I came back that I was supposed to share this story. He said the church is waiting for the water to be stirred, and they don't discern that the healer is before them. And so this man is trying to get Jesus, if it happens while he's there, to go ahead and to help him into the water, because that first person in gets healed. And Jesus said, that's what people are doing. They're waiting for this thing that's random to happen. He said, that man didn't even know who I was there. He said, if he would have asked me, I would have laid hands on him and healed him right there on the spot. But he said, there's no man to put me in. But see, there was a man that was seated at the right hand of God at one time and came down in a body. And he right there could have healed him. And he did. And the Lord said, we're at this point right now where we're not discerning the day of our visitation. We're waiting for something to happen. And the Lord says, don't wait. Just ask and believe. Amen.
Kevin, you told me something that I have felt for a long time, just a few minutes ago, that God told you about something about supernatural languages, about tongues.
Jesus himself, in person, I mean, just imagine this, 23 years ago, in person, he told me that the number one supernatural thing that you could do was to yield to the Spirit and let the Spirit begin to speak out the mysteries of God. He says, and once that happens, guess what? The transaction goes from the heavenly realm into the physical realm. And I have had people who spoke the language that I speak in tongues tell me what I was saying. And for a whole week, this individual translated, not interpreted, translated from his native tongue everything that I was saying. It was naming people that I would meet within 24 hours, and I did. It was every transaction that was going to happen the next week. He didn't even know. He was just telling me, this is, you know, he would name names. I go, well, I know what that is. And then I would come in contact with that person. He would tell me things. He said, the Spirit is saying, Kevin, he says, you're going into the supernatural. He said, and he told me what name the school I was going to go to. He didn't know that. I was speaking his native language. So what is it that the Spirit is wanting to say through you that's going to take it from the spirit realm and bring it here? And I'm telling you, once you utter it, it is a transaction, and the devil can't do anything about it.
Keith, you told me when you were sitting on the set, the fire of God, the electricity of God went through your body. But you see, I know something about you that few people know. Do you pray in tongues much?
All the time. I'm just hearing this from the Lord so clearly that the Lord is saying to me that Joshua stood one time at a point in his life where the Lord said, cross this Jordan. Now, Joshua and Caleb had crossed the Jordan before, but he said, cross this Jordan. This Jordan that he was talking about not yesterday's Jordan, not tomorrow's Jordan, but the Jordan that's here right now. It was 1 mile wide out of the banks, very deep and rushing. And many people standing there, they thought, that's impossible. That's impassable. Nobody could cross that. But when you have a word from God, when you have a word from God, anything is possible. And that's why God's going to do great things here right now.
I'll tell you what, let's stand up. Eyes are being healed right now. Migraines are leaving right now. Pain in the fingers, in the wrist.
Thank you, Lord.
It's gone. It's finished. It is gone. Pains of any kind, they are gone. Because I, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness, I bind the enemy. I hold the blood of Jesus against the enemy. I command those spirits of infirmity to be bound and to leave right now. And I say that healing is flowing like a river. Amen.
Divine encounters with the supernatural, signs, wonders, miracles, healings, and gifts of the Holy Spirit should be normal among those who follow Jesus. Have you ever wondered why your prayers aren't being answered, or why God uses others in the supernatural but not you? Sid Roth wants to help mentor you to walk in the supernatural of God to make sure that you receive your healing, your miracle, and your breakthrough. Call now and get Sid Roth's powerful brand new hardback book, It's Supernatural. And exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience, this anointed three-part audio CD series, Accessing the Supernatural, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9461.
My passion is to mentor you to be able to do everything that my television guests do and even greater.
Through this powerful book, Sid Roth will help you find out how to receive answers to your own prayers for healing, miracles, deliverance, and supernatural provision. Discover your power seat of spiritual authority. Receive supernatural tools to walk in God's power. Understand your divine purpose in God's end time agenda, and much more. God wants you to become naturally supernatural. This book is the best of the best of 40 years of investigating the supernatural by Sid Roth. In this exclusive anointed three-part audio CD series, Accessing the Supernatural, Sid Roth, Keith Ellis, and Kevin Zadai each share up close and personal teaching on how you can walk in miracles, signs, and wonders. The series includes Sid Roth's message, which he shared at Joan Hunter's recent conference, loaded with nuggets about healing and dripping with a special healing anointing. Sid prays a powerful prayer of impartation over you. Keith Ellis shares how you can experience the miracle-working power of God in every area of your life. Keith also prays for you to receive your own miracle and that you will be empowered by God to release miracles in the lives of those around you. Kevin Zadai teaches on how you can encounter God's glory in your life. He prays over you that you will have a fresh, personal encounter with God like never before.
The last 40 years, I have interviewed God's generals, the best of the best, moving in every aspect of the supernatural. And I have put their nuggets, their keys in one book. It's like you getting 40 years of experience from so many different streams of the supernatural. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to draw one or more of these principles that will give you the breakthrough you need and the breakthrough in your personal ministry. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural.
Don't miss out on getting Sid Roth's powerful brand new hardback book, It's Supernatural. And exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience, this anointed three-part audio CD series, Accessing the Supernatural, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9461. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9461 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, I have a woman that has been known as Pastor John Osteen's wife. I have a woman who has been known as Pastor Joel Osteen's mother. But I found out she operates in a supernatural gift that I want.